Let's start with the elephant in the room. Ashley Johnson has got a goddamn beautiful voice. I was just rocking out to Take On Me from The Last of Us Part 2 Covers and Rarities album on Spotify. Goddamn, can that girl sing? What can Ashley not do? Fantastic actress, good person, great singer. She's probably a great person too. I don't know, I like her. She's a better singer than she is person. That's not what I meant. Hey everybody, welcome to Greg Way in the Car. It's me, Greg, driving to work on a Tuesday. Voice, not hurting, but I did that thing where I woke up today and was trying to talk to Jen in bed at a, you know, like a whisper, like a, not a bedroom voice, like a sexy voice, but like, you know, hey, don't wake up the baby voice. And I just didn't have the register because I was hoarse from screaming last night at WWE. So it'll be interesting to see how the voice progresses throughout this Greg Way in the day. But again, like, this vocal volume, easy. It was, and again, I've already woken up, so I don't even think if I went any of that, you know, it's fine, I'm fine. But goddamn, what a good time at Monday Night Raw last night. Of course, your crew was me, Mike, Roger, Tim. You might have heard on the Kind of Funny podcast, Roger, at the last second, got a ticket from Mike, decided to come. Cool Greg was going to come, but had a complication and couldn't come. So it all worked out that we got to hang out together and have seats and hang out and watch Raw. And we're like, what a great Raw it was. But it's not about the wrestling itself today, ladies and gentlemen. As I know, many of you don't care about wrestling. And I know I've been toeing a line lately, doing too many wrestling topics. But something crystallized a bit for me last night that I think is fascinating and I want to talk about, all right? And it's the fact, yeah, I put up an Instagram story that was my, you know, just this, the shot of the ring from the seat, right? And I was like, I'm home, you know what I mean? And I tagged that WWE, blah, blah, blah. And then I really marinated on that thought for quite a bit. Because what had happened, I think, is that, you know, you've heard me talk about wrestling before, maybe. Or maybe you turned these off and never have. So, you know, big in the 80s as a little kid, of course. Fall out of wrestling. The late 90s, early aughts happened with the Attitude Era. I'm in high school for the majority of the Attitude Era. It's the coolest fucking thing ever, right? Like, oh my God, wrestling's so grown up and sexy. Fall out of it eventually in college around, like, sophomore year. And then get the job at IGN and start covering the video games, but I'm still not back into watching the product. Like, I drop in for the pay-per-views they send me to do the video game thing. I still love wrestling games. I'm still playing them. I never stop playing the wrestling ones, right? So that's all well and good. Sorry, I got a text there, or a Slack from Blessing. It's not an emergency. That was what threw me off. But, you know, then now being back, you know what I mean, in a way that I haven't been back since the Attitude Era / college, right, in terms of watching week to week, show to show, in some respect. Again, not watching the full 3 hours of Raw every week, the 2 hours of SmackDown. I'm watching, you know, the Twitch stream of Raw on the drive home, the Twitch stream of SmackDown on the drive home, and then catching social posts and everything else and little clips and yada, yada, yada. Anyways, though, something I had said a long time ago came back to me. I put up the Instagram post, forgot about it for a while, and then I remembered that, like, I forget, I think it was during the Kind of Funny World Tour when we were going to all these different wrestling events. Maybe it was SummerSlam? I don't remember when I was working it for the first time for This Is Awesome. But I put up a post on Twitter at one point that was like, coming back to WWE is always like coming home, right? Like the smells, the sights, the sounds, the way an arena sounds for wrestling, the visual, da 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 da. And I said all that and like moved on with my life and whatever. But like sitting there last night, you know, I'm a big fan of Constance, if you remember, not Constance like Constantine, Constance. Like, constant things in your life. If you remember, like, in Lost, that was a big fucking stupid thing that doesn't matter. But after Lost, I always described Porty as my constant, right? Like, no matter what happened in my life, how many times my comic book got rebooted and, you know, I changed jobs or changed states or changed romantic partners, right? They always kept Porty the same, you know what I mean? Similar to, like, Superman always has the alter ego of Clark Kent and always works in the Daily Planet in some way. And I know not always, but you know what I mean? That's the constant, right, of, like, the character of Greg Miller. And I guess, really, you know, a constant in my life is wrestling to some degree. And, again, I can go away from it for years at a time, and I can come back to it and do all these things that have nothing to do with it or whatever. But I really find it, like, I don't know, this one hit me really hard not hard, but, like, in a very interesting emotional way of, like, here I am, you know, reviewing WWE 2K24 and going to Raw, and I still am that same kid. You know, like when we did the childhood videos, right? And you get that one of me opening up on Christmas morning, Royal Rumble, right? And I go, oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you. I was so, like, I'm still that kid about wrestling games. Every time I install a new wrestling game, I'm that excited to get into it, right? Because, number one, I like those games, and I'm always excited to see the new thing, and what do they do, and yada, yada, yada. But, like, that's just who I've been my entire life. Every wrestling game, consuming every article in EGM about it, you know, calling the stores, do they have it, taking the day off of high school to sit home and play it, dragging my N64 to the high school to do it, you know, coming back to college with the PS2 and just bring it, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just such a core thing of me. But then also so's the experience of going to a wrestling show. Because no matter how much WWE evolves and changes and the cast changes and I didn't say this in the thing, but again, remember, of course, Vince McMahon is a horrible person, and I want to make sure you understand that I know that, and I'm not just trying to celebrate the good of WWE. There's a lot of bad. They should fucking give everybody medical insurance, yada, yada, yada. But, like, no matter what, you know, is going on in terms of the global climate, what's going on in terms of the company, in terms of any, like, waiting in line to get in, getting in and that smell of popcorn and beer and concessions, and then the merch stands and the lines, and then, you know, the seats and the ring and the trons and the fucking, like, you know, obviously, you know, how much being a father has changed me fundamentally, I think, on how I process information. But, like, you know, yesterday being there and, like, watching Cody Rhodes come to the ring and stop and give this kid his weight belt, right? Like, when Cody kept going down the aisleway, I kept watching the kid. Because I, you know, watch him be celebrating with his dad and maybe his uncle, I don't know, somebody else, some other family member, it looked like, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's like an uncle, like Uncle Snowbike Mike for Ben, but like them celebrating and taking photos and the kid crying and just being, it's like, obviously that makes me think of not only I can't wait to bring Ben to these one day, but also very much like, man, like I remember being that kid. You know, I remember going to the house shows with Mom and Dad. I remember SummerSlam 94 and riding in the limo that parents booked, and like all this like insane stuff that happened for that show. You know what I mean? Like making those memories, right, of like being a kid. And now as I try to make those memories for Ben, right, like it's crazy to see it from both sides of the timeline. And then at the end of the show, you know, like Cody did a gender reveal for people in the audience. And it was awesome because I called it. Like, you know, Roger's there. This is Roger's first wrestling show. Roger just started watching. He's super in. It's awesome to have that enthusiasm and, like, you know, fresh eyes. And the whole ride down to San Jose, right, where he's asking us questions and we're filling him in on 30 years of storytelling, right? But, like, when I saw the sign of the crowd throughout the night, and at the end, you know, not every time, but most times now, when they cut the live feed, Cody will stay in the ring and talk to the audience, usually just thank him or whatever. But I leaned over to Roger, and I'm like, I bet he's going to do the sign. I bet he's going to see that sign. And sure enough, like, one of the stagehands, like, stopped and said something. He's like, hold on, I hear there's a sign. You want me to do the gender reveal right here in the ring? And da-da-da-da. And it was, like, not only awesome to see this entire stadium celebrating this couple we don't know having a boy, right? It was then awesome of Cody leaving the ring and making sure to go to them. Like, they're the opposite way of the entrance ramp. Go there and take photos and let that moment marinate and da-da-da-da. But, like, what I'm driving at, I guess, is that, you know, legitimately, I feel like inside an arena, watching WWE is a home for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's many of those where it's like, I am at home there. I've gone to and forgotten more wrestling shows than most people will ever see in their lives. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying that to boast about it. I'm just saying, like, I need you, if you don't know, to understand how many times I've been inside the Allstate Arena watching wrestling, how many times I went to the Kemper Arena in Kansas City to watch wrestling, the Hurricane Center in Columbia to watch wrestling, fucking San Jose, SAP Center to watch wrestling, Chase Center, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen WWE across this great nation of ours, right? Still haven't gotten to Canada. I want to get to the Bell Center one day. I want to get to Madison Square Garden. But my point is, like, that, I think, like, and I never want this to come off like I'm guilting anybody or anything like that, all right? So that's not what I'm doing here. When my parents got divorced, they got divorced right after I went to college. So, you know, I had like 18 years of the total, like, nuclear family. Okay, cool. I went to college and then, like, you know, my parents split. And then, you know, before I graduated, they sold the house and yada, yada, yada. So, like, it's one of those where I went away and home went away too. And again, I'm not guilty of my parents if for some reason they're watching this fucking Greg away about wrestling. I'm not. You did do what you have to do. I wanted you to be happy. You're both in better places now. That's great. But it's that thing of having no home to go to. You know, I go to my mom's house. I go to my dad's house. I don't fucking know these places. I don't have, like, deep-seated memories of it. I was listening to something. Oh, Anderson Cooper. I was listening to his podcast, which isn't new, but I'm catching up. And I had started with Molly Shannon's episode a few months ago. Anyways, I somehow, you know, Spotify did something I wasn't paying attention to. Played the first episode. And Anderson Cooper is talking about going, his mom's passed away, going into her apartment in New York or whatever, and, like, and he's like, you know, the door always does this and jiggles, and I have so many memories of this room and that room and da-da-da and the smell of this. And it was one of those that hit me, and this is, like, completely, this is over the weekend, this is before Raw, so this isn't, like, me drawing a false connection, I don't think. But I was listening to that on Saturday or Sunday, and I was like, God, I don't have that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you know, what my mom's townhouse smells like or what the door feels like or whatever. I've been there, what? I don't go home a lot, right? I've been there a dozen times, maybe. You know what I mean? And, like, Dad, exact same thing, probably less. You know what I mean? And so it was like, huh, that's an interesting thought to think about, right, in terms of who I am and what my home is and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I've always said, like, very publicly on the podcast, stuff like that. You know, I consider Columbia, Missouri a home, right? Like, you know, I went there and I became an adult, and, like, Mizzou was so formative to me and yada, yada, yada. But even Mizzou, I haven't been back to in so many years. But if I was to go back to Mizzou, I would know and make a point to go to CJ's, go to Shakespeare's, go to the Columns, you know what I mean? Like, I'm excited to see Ben there. Go to Faurot Field, catch a game. Go to the Mizzou Arena, catch a game. Like, there's, like, a rhythm and a tradition there, I guess. And I think that's where this conversation of home comes down to. Because, yeah, like, WWE, watching them in an arena, right, or a stadium or whatever, you know, I'm fucking this all up. But, I mean, like, in a regular arena, not like a giant, like, baseball. I hate the fucking giant arena shows, you know that. And I've been to so many of them. But, anyways, like, that is a home to me. Like, you know what I mean? To sit there and know what other wrestling fans are and know the cheers and know the chants and know when to boo and know when to do this. And then, you know, like, not to at all try to infantilize Roger here or something like that, but to have someone brand new there and explain, all right, you see what's happening there, this, that, and the other, blah. And, like, you know, God bless you, WWE, our seats were comped, you know what I mean? But, like, we were way off by the Tron on the friends and family side. So I let it go one segment, and I was like, all right, come on, this isn't how you're gonna watching your first wrestling show, Raj. And, like, moved him over so where he could actually see the Tron and all the other shit and yada, 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 and we got to stay there the whole time. It's like, I don't know. There's something so... I don't think I'm an anxious person. I don't think I'm a person who's uncomfortable anywhere for the most part. But I don't think I'm as comfortable as I am in many places as I am at a WWE show. You know what I mean? Like, that's just so... such a natural vibe, and knowing when I want to go to the bathroom and, you know, like, dumb stuff, I guess. But, like, in somebody who doesn't have... I guess it's like this. I don't feel like there's a home, quote unquote, for me to go back to. You know what I mean? Like, there's no childhood home where I did this and we had all these Christmases and yada, 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 right? So getting to go back to these kind of things is a, man, I remember being here with mom and dad. I remember being here with my friends in high school. I remember being here with my college friends. I remember being here with Kind of Funny. I remember being backstage now as a you know, WWE host every so often. Like, I guess that's it, if that makes sense. Like, I, as you can see, like, this is what I love about Greg Way, is that, in, you know, it's an audio video journal, right, of just trying to explain a thought, I guess, understand a thought or whatever. But, like, that's the thing about it, right, where it's just, it's a special thing for me, I guess, you know what I mean? And I guess back to it again, like, as somebody who grew up in a family that didn't care about sports, right? Like, I have a few memories of Soldier Field, of me and my friends going to Bears games when we went to the XFL games, yada, yada, yada. But it's not like I can't point around Soldier Field, right, and tell you, that's where we sat when this happened, this is what we did when this happened, da, 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 da. Whereas when I went and worked Survivor Series, right, and I was backstage all day, I eventually slipped off and went to all my old seats. And I took photos of, like, this is where I was when Chris Jericho debuted. That's where we dressed as Right, or this is where I was when we did Right to Censor. This, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a powerful thing, I guess, that is, like, again, so formative and has been with me through my whole life. I guess that's the other thing, right? Back to it. And what I'm trying to search for as I circle the point and don't necessarily make it on this Greg way is the idea that, like, my life can be seen through WWE arenas. You know what I mean? Of being a kid there, being the teen there, being the college kid there, the adult there, yada, yada, yada. And then to think about bringing Ben there, right, one day, and, like, having it all, you know, the son becomes the father shit from Superman, right, where it's, like, watching him have these memories and formative things and, like, that be the family tradition or whatever, I guess, which I don't feel like I have many of, if any, really, with my family. So I don't know. Wrestling's powerful. And again, I'm, if you've made it this far and you don't give a shit about wrestling, I hope you understand the point I'm trying to make here. Again, WWE, a business run by people who are very, 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 very fallible. So there's been plenty of reasons to not be stoked about them, and I understand that. But yeah, I don't know. It was a heartwarming experience as always, but, like, you know, I get, like, last night, I drove everybody to San Jose. I drove everybody back to the office. Then I drove Tim home and dropped him off. And, like, as soon as we had gotten in the car to go from San Jose, I handed Tim my phone. I said, "You're DJ." And he's just like, "Okay." And he's just like, "We're in the mood." He's put on wrestling themes, like WWE, right? And so to be driving home from Tim's house in the dark, I'm tired. I've been driving a while. And have it be playing, like, WWE The Music Volume 4. And it's, like, the Big Show's theme and, like, No Chance in Hell and Shane O'Mac. And it's, like, and Jericho. And it's, like, fuck, like, you know, it's one of those crazy things of, if you snapped your fingers back roughly 20 years, you know, 25, right? No, that's not right, that's the wrong way. No. 15 years, right? You would run into little Greggy driving the Ford Taurus back from the Allstate Arena listening to this music. You know what I mean? Like, this album, Volume 4 with the black and green logo, right? Like, I so distinctly remember driving all around the suburbs of Chicago, going to pick up Poe, going to pick up Jason, listening to fucking these exact same things, but especially leaving a WWE show, listening to that CD, right, on my fucking CD player I had plugged in with the tape deck business. Like, I don't know. And, like, I think there's that funny thing of, like, the more things change, yada, 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 but, like, again, for a family, I feel like doesn't have... For a family, like, you know, you look back at my childhood and where we are now, and yeah, that doesn't have many traditions, right? Like, this being a touchstone in my life and being a through line in my life, it means more to me than I think I realized or understood or whatever, right? And I think what's powerful, and I hope I get the chance one day, because usually when I'm backstage, and, like, let's talk about the ratings reveal, because we can talk about those now, they're up, right? When I'm backstage and I do the ratings reveal kind of thing, when somebody like Cody Rhodes comes through to get his rating, it is, he's got 15 other fucking things to do. He's got to sign this thing. He's got to do this thing. He's, of course, got to go get ready for his goddamn match in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people live and online. So I don't get to have a conversation, like a real, "Hey, what are you doing?" It's usually, "All right, remember this, somebody's walking him in, you're getting your rating. You know, if you're mad about it, you get mad at Greg, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I'm Greg. Hey, good to see you again, Greg. Yeah, okay, cool." And then we go. Like, I've never had a cup of coffee with Cody Rhodes, but if I ever get the chance, one of the things I want to tell him is that something that resonated with me from him was in his documentary, which is great. Again, even if you don't like wrestling, I think it's worth going to watch his documentary on Peacock. And I know y'all have Peacock because you're supporting This Is Awesome, my WWE show. But he said it, you know, he was a journeyman for a while there, right, where he left WWE, ended up, you know, helping start AEW, but he did a lot of indie shit. But when he came back to WWE, in the documentary, he talks about it, and he's like, you know, it's cliche or whatever, but it felt like coming home. And I think what's so powerful is that Cody says that as a wrestler. And granted, you know, Cody's dad was, you know, one of the biggest wrestlers of all time, Dusty Rhodes, and sure, Cody sat in the audience and saw Dusty perform and saw lots of wrestling from the audience. Being able to go backstage, being able to be behind the curtain, yada, 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 like, Cody, I don't think, could ever see wrestling the way I grew up seeing wrestling, right? Where you have no connection to it. It is just a product. You know, you don't know. No one's dinner table is on the line because of what's going on. The fact that he can say that and feel, yeah, WWE is home to him, and I can say it, and I think they're two sides of the same coin, if that, you know what I mean? Like, they're not, we're not saying it's home for the exact same reasons, but we also are. Like, I want to talk to him about that one day. You want to talk about, like, I don't want to say bucket list, because that makes it sound like I'd love to interview Obama or something, like something that's hard to do. One day I'll interview Cody for real. One day I'll have a cup of coffee with Cody in catering or whatever, and I'll be able to say, by the way, yada, yada, yada. But I don't know if I'll be able to express it in long form enough. But that's something I'd like to communicate to him, because I want to make sure he understands that there are people. I mean, he, trust me, wrestlers know that there are a bunch of crazy-ass fucking wrestling fans out there. But I mean, I think in terms of a very gratitude-focused backbone of my timeline shit, like, I'd like him to know that, and other wrestlers who connect with the product and the, what they do and their craft and yada yada yada, and the, you know, the shared suspension of disbelief that is professional wrestling. That's what I was explaining to Roger last night, and what I've said before, and I think I said on a Kind of Funny podcast yesterday, right? Of like, you know, the easiest way to understand wrestling, if you don't give a shit about wrestling, the easiest way to understand it and at least respect it to some degree is to go to it, because you go there and then you have no choice but to buy in and cheer and yell and scream and watch the pyrotechnics and watch the production value and watch the athleticism and watch the improbabilities and everything else. And be like, holy shit, this is hopefully more than I thought it was. But I don't know. It's been a rambling Greg way talking about WWE being home. I hope it made sense. I hope it touched you in some way that made you go, you know what, that was a good Greg way. This was worth it. This is worth my $10 a month. I can't thank you enough for having the Kind of Funny membership, of course. It's what keeps the lights and mics on. But for now, I'm getting ready to go in and talk about 900, I believe, people getting laid off at PlayStation, which is steaming my hams, if you know what I'm saying. And then play some video games for review, and then do a Kind of Funny games cast that I think, for once, is finally live again, because there's no embargo. And we're not talking about anything embargoed on it, so that's dope. So everybody can watch that. I like that a lot. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another episode of Gregway in the Car. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you have a great day. And until next time, no, it's been my pleasure to serve you. And I said all that, perfect outro, but I'm still driving. Like, I'm gonna turn into the office now. Like, I'm not gonna risk a car accident to stop the footage. You know what I mean? Because I'm that good, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? But here, I'm stopped now. Bye.